We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Nice.
Oh, that whole phrase is going on my list.
Why should I change my name? He's the one that sucks. Well, office space for you. Good morning. Happy Monday. Happy rainy Monday. But we had a pretty decent weekend weather-wise.
It wasn't freezing. We had to deal with a little bit of rain.
I'm okay with it.
We had some good sunshine, though.
We had lots of Cardinals wins.
Yeah, we did.
Best part.
I know.
I want to play the Reds all season. That's it. Just the Reds. I can't. Like you said, the momentum will be great, but are the Reds terrible, or are we finding our a rhythm?
They're bad.
I know.
They got a lot of injuries, though, to be fair. And they're rebuilding, so.
They're awful.
Yeah. I know, but I really do think a win makes the clubhouse happy. They bring that then to the next game and to the next game. And we took one out of two against the Cubs.
Yeah.
So that was good. I mean, there's positives, I think.
We've got the Mets, who are really tough next, so that'll be interesting. Have you guys seen the conga line they do after somebody hits a home run?
Yeah, what do you think of that?
I mean, anything.
I'm just asking. I think it's funny.
Anything that keeps them positive and excited, I'm into. But it was funny because they hit a few. They hit quite a few against the Reds. And the game yesterday, I was watching, and I forget who hit one. I think Colton Wong, maybe. And they all do the conga line, and then there's a wide shot where you see the Cardinals just having a great time doing the conga line, and the fans who are right above the dugout are just, like, over it. They're like, all right, guys, take it easy.
Listen,
like, act like you've been there before.
It's still exciting. I don't know if they're going to be able to keep it up the whole season. You know they're like, oh, damn, why did we start this?
Right.
Why did we? Now we got it. All right, I'm getting up.
I miss Carlos with the two cups of water in the face of the guy who hits the home run.
I do like that.
Maybe we'll bring that back.
So great weekend in baseball. Hope you had a nice weekend. I have something from the weekend that pertains to all of you that I will tell you about when Jen gets here, maybe a little after 6, because I'm gonna need your help.
Can we have a hint?
In a matter. Just something that happened.
Did you lose your trash can again?
No, trash can. Hey, new trash can delivered. I thought it blew away. It didn't. They took it for an unpaid bill.
Hilarious.
It was $26 that I owed. Sorry, WM. today on the show, we have a lot to get to, though. We're going to have a code word contest that is going to send you and a guest to the Las Vegas Strip. It's the SPF Code Word Contest, and we kick it off this morning at 7 a.m. So four times a day you're going to hear a code word, and you text that code word. We'll give you all the details, but Saturday, May 19th, you go to the Boulevard Pool at the Cosmopolitan Vegas, party by the pool under the stars with Backstreet Boys, BB Rexha, Dua Lipa, and Echo Smith.
Oh, cool.
So it's going to be a lot of fun, and you'll be qualified to win VIP tickets to the Billboard Music Awards as well. So lots of good stuff. Just listen for the text, the code word, at 7 a.m., 11 a.m., 2 p.m., and 5 p.m. Also today we have some foodstuffs in the news. We're going to do a bona fide or bogus. Did we get that that recut, Kevin?
Did we? Yes, we did.
Did we? Okay.
Yeah. I
can count on you. Nope, I don't need it. Just wondering if it's still bona fide.
No, it's
bona fide or bogus.
Ooh, that is
a lot. Gets me excited.
Lot. Also, we have some millennial stories, so we will talk to some millennials when they show up a little after 8, but we'll probably do it in the 9 o'clock hour this morning.
Big Monday.
Yes, big Monday. Weather-wise, you can see if you've looked out the window, it's rainy. Cloudy, windy today with scattered showers. High of 60. And then tomorrow, mostly cloudy, 67. Looks like 60s throughout the entire week. And then this weekend, let's get to those 70s, St. Louis. Let's keep it there.
We all focus. We can do it.
Now you can't put off that yard work any longer. Right now, it is 50, and here's Lance with another look at your traffic.
Fire and rain. Rain in the forecast. Fire on the roadways. We got East Bend 70 blocked at Mid Rivers because of...
Y98, it's the Courtney and Company morning show with Kevin the intern, Lance Hildebrand, Tim Convey. And sadly, the world's oldest person died at 117 years old. She's the last known person born in the 19th century. She was older than modern day Australia.
Wow.
Whoa.
Let's see. She was born in Japan in 1900, recognized as the world's oldest person. She died Saturday.
Nobody gets to be the world's oldest person for very long.
You're right.
Like, yeah, I think she had it for like 6 or 7 months. That woman in Jamaica died.
She passed away as if falling asleep. She was a hard worker, and I told her to rest well. Her 65-year-old grandson told the news. She claimed the distinction in September when fellow 117-year-old Violet Brown died. You mentioned the Jamaica. It's the women have owned the oldest person title now for a while.
Yeah.
I'm looking to see if there's any key to her success, and I saw...
She was just trying to beat Australia. That was the key to her success. Those were her last words. Did I beat Australia? I was like, no, modern Australia is still around.
Good diets and supportive family structure. All right. So that doesn't help me.
No check.
She liked to dance.
Gotta dance. Like nobody's watching, preferably.
Let's see. Who is the new oldest person? Masazo Nanako. I'm saying that wrong, I'm sure, but so none of you can see
German
it.
Guy?
112 years old. And he is now the world's oldest man.
She was the oldest by 5 years. That's impressive then.
Yeah, I could be wrong with that. If you noticed, I was reading it as I was going.
Oh, really? No,
it's called like show that. Prep. Yeah. Show off the prep. Cuff. That's what it is. Here's Lance with another look at your traffic.
And it's sponsored by Napa Auto Parts.
Y98, it's Courtney and Company on a rainy Monday morning at 6:08, but things will pick up. 67 the high tomorrow, and it looks like 70s for the weekend.
All right, so Saturday night, I was at a gala for my alma mater, Althoff Catholic High School. I was the MC. Mm-hmm. Not a lot of work. It was pretty easy.
That's always nice.
I enjoy those. I didn't know if I had to do the auction or not. You know, I don't like doing auctions. Mm-hmm. Feel like they should ask you first because I forget what number I'm on. You know what I mean?
Oh, right.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. I mean,
and then someone who bid lower ends up winning.
Oh, yeah. It's just bad news. But here's one of the cool things that I discovered. We now have a marching band at Althoff. We never had a marching band.
Oh, okay.
Because Althoff is very small.
Yeah.
So in order to have a marching band, you have to have several people.
Yeah, you only had like a trombone and maybe a...
Right. Right.
So half a drum.
So the marching band came in and played the Althoff fight song. I was very excited. Yeah. I was very excited about it.
How small is that school? How many were in your graduating class?
I think we had like 200.
Okay.
It's way smaller. It's even smaller now, though. Like, I think we had like 220 in my graduating class.
Wow. So is it like mandatory that everyone's in the marching band?
I don't know.
Like at halftime of the football game, the tailback runs out and picks up a trumpet and starts playing.
Yes,
possibly. But they did like a fund a need thing to get instruments because I don't think all of them have like, you know, decent instruments.
Yeah.
They ended up raising a bunch of money for that. Well, then came the auction. Dave Schumacher, not sure if you know him. He's on 550. Farmer Dave is what they call him.
Yes.
You know what I'm talking about.
Mm-hmm.
So he's an Althoff grad as well. And he was giving me a little crap. I was giving him a little crap. He was trying to compare FM and AM. And I didn't want to tell him that FM's better. But so we were like, you know, kind of
ribbing
sparring
each other,
a little.
Yeah.
So then I sat down while he did the auction. Well, by this time I'd had a couple ultras.
I saw a picture of you. I thought maybe you had some fun.
Yeah. I didn't have that much fun. I was to a limit fun because they ran out of Ultra and then I'm done.
Yeah.
You know, sorry. So I decided, and I did not ask any of you to auction off a sit-in on the show.
Oh, okay. Yeah.
Okay. Well, we didn't have not discussed it. And I thought if we are going to be the MC,
right.
It's a nice thing. It's my high school. I'd like to raise money. So I thought, okay, I started the bidding at $5. It got up to $1,500.
What?
Whoa.
People were battling.
Wow.
So I decided to split it and do two people $1,400 each.
Wow.
Then somebody else said they would give $1,400, so we have three sitters.
No way.
Wow.
That's great.
So here's the good news.
Well, I was going to say, I've been paying close to that, but I've been on the show for like a month, so I've got my money's worth.
Here's the good news.
Luckily, yours was pay as you go and not one lump sum.
Right.
But it ended up raising like $4,000, more than I think most auction items that they auctioned off did.
Yeah. Did Farmer Dave auction off a sit-in for KTRS?
He didn't. I don't think he has that kind of power. And I really don't
or
either.
Or room in the studio.
But here's the good news that I think you will enjoy. My friend Jenny, who I graduated with, is going to bring three of my girlfriends. So they'll be here.
Oh, fun.
So it's like four of my best friends. Then we got the Gomrick clan. They are an iffy group. They're talking about tailgating somewhere. I'm like, no, you can't do that.
Tailgating before the morning
yes!
show?
What the?
And then Robbie Schmieder is the third one. And
I what?
Robbie Schmieder is the third one. Haven't seen him in years. He seems pretty clean cut, though.
Schmieder's coming?
Schmieder's coming. So I just wanted to let you know. I hope it's okay.
Oh, wow.
I apologize.
What if we said no?
Well, I really can't. I can't go back on it now. The money has been paid.
I know. The instruments have been purchased.
Yeah. Right.
Oh, all right. We have news to get to, and it's brought to you by the exceptional doctors and nurses of SSM Health Medical Group, where better health care comes from knowing you better. Cloudy and windy today. Showers throughout the day. If you look at the hour by hour, it's pretty much every hour. 60 the high today, and Lance Hildebrand. Nope, Sue Thomas. Nope, Lance Hildebrand.
Nope, Robbie Schmieder.
Schmieder, you got this one.
No doubt. Traffic sponsored by Staples. Eastbound 70 blocked at Mid River.
Y98, and we're going to get you out of this rainy weather and to beautiful Las Vegas to see Backstreet Boys, Dua Lipa, and BB Rexha. It's the SPF show. We did it last summer. I'm trying to remember who was there. I think like DNCE performed. Lots of really cool bands. It's in Vegas. I think it's poolside. It's so much
Sounds
fun.
Cool.
So what we're going to do is you text to win. So around 7 o'clock, we'll give you the code word for 7, and we'll have a code word 4 times a day. 7, 11, 2, and 5. And we're going to do that Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, and Thursday. And you could be qualified to win not only tickets to SPF, but also VIP tickets to the Billboard Music Awards.
Sweet.
Yeah. Good luck.
All right. Today, I don't know if this will freak you out or not, but it freaked me out, freaked Kevin out. Tim, I think, was a little freaked. The 13th anniversary of YouTube.
Oh, happy anniversary. Happy anniversary. Happy anniversary. Happy anniversary.
And no. It seems like we've had YouTube our whole lives.
Yeah.
It feels like it should be longer.
Mm-hmm.
Am I crazy?
2005.
Yes.
That's crazy.
All right. So do you guys remember the very first, I remember mine, the very first viral video you remember laughing at hysterically from YouTube?
The Star Wars kid.
Star Wars kid for me too.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, that one was pretty early on.
With the
he did the lightsabers. Yeah. I mean, I love that. I also remember the double rainbow guy. Remember the double rainbow? He freaked out.
And of course, I love turtles.
Oh, I love turtles.
The news. That was the great thing where you could see someone would post news stories from other cities, so you could see some of these really funny.
I like turtles.
Oh my god, we wouldn't have had
Sweet Brown.
Yep, we wouldn't have had Sweet Brown. We also wouldn't have had Hide Your Kids, Hide Your Wife.
Oh yeah. What's happened to that guy? He was all over the place.
I know.
Because I thought he had Honey Badger brought us so much joy.
I know.
Charlie bit me.
Oh yeah, Charlie bit my finger.
He's like 25 now.
Probably. I know. what else? Oh, what does the fox say?
Oh yeah.
Oh, yeah.
I would have that in my head.
I'm okay with forgetting that one.
Always. All right, so I'm gonna quiz you a little, okay?
Hide Your Kids, Hide Your Wife is maybe my number one.
Is that your favorite?
Oh, my God. That was unreal.
Then people tried to copy him.
Uh-huh.
You know? All right, so here we go. True or false? In the very first YouTube video, a guy explained that elephants have long trunks. Yes or no?
Why? I'll buy it. I'll say yes.
Lance?
True.
I'm going to say no.
I know the answer, so I'm abstaining. Because you can see it at Y98.com.
It's true. 18-second video of one of the co-founders at the San Diego Zoo. That's thrilling. I guess they had to start somewhere.
Yeah, right.
But that's a good trivia question.
Uh-huh.
Okay. True or false? Google bought YouTube for more than $1 billion less than 18 months after the first YouTube video was posted.
True.
True.
False.
Yeah, I'm going to say false.
True. Yep. They bought it for $1.65 billion less than a year and a half after they started. The most watched video of all time, Gangnam Style.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Is that true or false?
No, something passed it.
I think something just passed it, yeah, so I'm going to say false.
I think that's right. False.
True.
False. Despacito.
Oh. Yeah, that's right. Mm-hmm. I knew it was something with Justin Bieber. And it wasn't Guy and Kevin's remaking of Sorry, because that was pulled.
Yes.
Justin Bieber's people made us, have gave you ever us seen a cease it? And desist.
Oh, it's worth seeing.
I don't think I want. It sounds like Justin Bieber's people did me a favor.
I think they did.
When they pulled that.
Speaking of Justin Bieber, the most disliked YouTube video of all time, not the Kevin and Guy one, but the most thumbs down votes, music video for Baby by Justin Bieber, true or false?
Oh.
False.
I think it's Rebecca Black's Friday.
I'm going to say true.
Yeah, because it's got to have that many views. I'll go true as well.
It's true. It has 8.9 million dislikes, but it also has 8.7 million likes. So there
split
you go.
Down the, well, that was before Justin Bieber had his big comeback.
You're right.
Have you guys ever thumbs downed anything on YouTube?
No.
Who's doing that?
Kids.
If you've done that, you should text us. I'm curious. And why? Why did you thumbs down a video on YouTube?
Yeah.
531-9898. What's coming up in Schmig?
Entertainment Schmig. Another reason to hate Gwyneth Paltrow. If you didn't see Hamilton this time around, there's still hope for you. And an artist who's coming to town on Wednesday night who is ticking off fans. I'll tell you what happened at his show over the weekend. It's all in the next 6 minutes on Y98.
Entertainment Schmig.
So many things. Your head's going to explode. We'll get to Coachella and Beyonce Part 2 in a minute. But A Quiet Place, number one at the box office again. Nothing could top it. Rampage was number one last week. It's now number two. And Amy Schumer's new film, I Feel Pretty, debuted at number three with about 16 million. So you didn't see Hamilton. It was very funny. Towards the end of the run at the Fabulous Fox, people started posting pictures, like acknowledging the fact that everyone else has taken their picture inside the Fox or right outside in front of the Hamilton picture. And they're like, well, I guess if we don't post this picture, it means it's like we didn't even go.
Right.
I mean, every day I logged onto Facebook and saw at least two or three people who took their picture inside the Fox Theater.
The crew did something cool. Did you see that video they posted? They challenged another tour of Hamilton. They danced inside the Fox. It's like a single shot video of them all dancing to Bruno Mars. It's really cute. We should find it and put it up. But it's all backstage behind the Fox.
Awesome.
It's really cool.
Well, listen, if you want to see Hamilton in St. Louis, it's coming back in maybe 2 years.
That's okay.
Yeah, it's fine. It'll be part of the, God, I'm losing my voice.
2019-2020 season.
Thank you, Tim.
You're welcome. So either year.
And Jack White coming to town on Wednesday. My husband is supposed to be going. No cell phones. This isn't like no pictures, no video. Like, leave your cell phone at home or in the car because they won't let you take it inside the venue.
Kevin Hart just had that, right, at his show.
That makes sense, yeah. Have you guys been to one of the shows with the pouches? So this goes on at a lot of comedy shows. So I saw, it was Chris Rock at the Peabody. And you go in and they hand you a pouch. You put your cell phone in the pouch. It closes and then it's locked and you can't get into it. So you're just carrying this, everyone is carrying a pouch around so they can't get into their phone. And then on your way out, they have to unlock it for you.
Wow.
Oh, wow.
That's a lot of pouches.
But yeah, more practical than this, right?
Yeah, and then, leave your cell phone at home.
Yeah, right. That's what I'm saying. I don't mind the pouch thing.
Yeah.
And then if you need it, you go out to the lobby and have them unlock it, make your phone call, whatever, and go back in.
Yeah, I get very nervous. Like, what if there's an emergency? You know how accident-prone my whole entire family is. That is not out of the realm of possibility that something crazy would happen.
But if there was an emergency 20 years ago, you know what I mean? Or if there was an emergency when your parents were out seeing Jack White when we were kids, you know what I mean?
I know. That would have never happened.
Oh,
I know, right?
Everything was fine.
But Jack White was in Milwaukee. Okay, and he tried to leave without performing Seven Nation Army.
Ah.
No. The fans wouldn't leave.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Wow.
He did the encore. He's like, thank you so much. The lights came on. The roadies started stripping the stage. And Louis Armstrong's What a Wonderful World filled the ballroom. No, fans just stayed there screaming for the song.
Did they scream? Did they sing? Did they do that?
They were like, bum, 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 bum.
Because they do that at sporting events and stuff.
Yes, I know. It's a huge sports anthem now.
And let me guess, this awesome thing happened and no one has a video of it because they couldn't have their phone.
Right! Jack White came out and said, well, damn, Milwaukee. Are all the bars closed tonight or something? And then he played it.
All right.
I
that's
know.
That's good.
Go Milwaukee! Finally, doing something. I don't know. I don't know
Take
why
it
I'm
on Milwaukee.
Top 10 are revealed tonight on American Idol, and the top 12 perform on The Voice tonight. Gwyneth Paltrow. You know, I read through her Goop list last week,
Sleepwear.
Lots. Yeah. And I mean, I'm a fan of pajamas, but she just took it a little too far. But this is example number 752, why I don't like Gwyneth Paltrow. She doesn't know when to keep her mouth shut.
Uh-oh.
Just did an interview and talking about her relationship with her fiance, Brad Falchuk. The soon-to-be Gwyneth Falchuk said that Brad is her first adult relationship.
What did she... What did she say about her ex? Like, he was a great... Like a brother?
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Like she said Chris Martin. Yeah. She's like, and, you know, here I am with Chris. He's like a brother to me. No, you were married and slept together and had two children. He's not like a brother at all.
Right.
And if he is, it's highly illegal.
Ugh. Paltrow.
Just keep your mouth shut.
She dated Brad Pitt for a long time, too. You're going to tell me Brad Pitt's not an adult?
Yeah. And Ben Affleck? Well, I mean, yeah, I'll give you Ben Affleck.
Yeah, right. Ben tattoo. I think he's regressing.
Yeah.
No. Kate Middleton in the hospital right now delivering, as we also found out news over the weekend that her sister, Pippa, is apparently pregnant with her first child.
Jen, would you call yourself a royal watcher?
No.
Okay.
No, because I know some royal watchers, and I don't think I'm that... But I do like a little royal fun from time to time.
Do you have friends who will stay up and watch this wedding at 5 a.m.?
Well, get up.
Or get up.
I might. And then Beyonce. Coachella week 2. It was so funny because someone said, to all the people who went out and bought all yellow because she had yellow was a big color in her show last week. They're like, now you have to go out and buy all pink because she changed everything up. I wasn't sure if she was going to keep the show the same or not. All new costumes. Destiny's Child came out. Instead of wearing glittery camo, they just had silvery, glittery costumes, and they were all gorgeous again. She brought her sister out, Solange, and they were doing a dance off, and then she tried to pick her sister up and they totally fell on top of each other. And then they were rolling around on the floor laughing. It was hilarious.
I actually saw Beyonce at Radio City for that VH1 Fashion Rocks, and she split her pants.
She did?
Yeah.
And just kept going?
She did. She kept going, but they had to stop because it was filmed.
Oh, yeah.
It was the first show I've been to where it wasn't just keep going.
Yeah, yeah.
They stopped the showdown. Sewed her up and then she kept going.
And Ariana Grande had a surprise performance at Coachella too. That's Entertainment Schmig. More at 8:40. A ton online at y98.com. And Lance Hildebrand now with the look at the roads.
And that look at the roads is sponsored by
Little Unsteady.
Courtney and company want to send you to Vegas. This is an Entercom national contest, but it is really cool. SPF. We do it every year where we send you to Vegas to see a bunch of great acts. And you could also get into the Billboard Music Awards. But Bebe Rexha will be performing Backstreet Boys and Dua Lipa. It's outside at one of the cool, swanky Las Vegas hotels. All you have to do to get qualified is text the code word this hour. You have about 6 minutes to do it. You text SUN. Actually, you don't text it. You go to Y98.com and enter the word S-U-N. Y98.com. You can see the SPF. Go to the contest page and you'll see SPF and you enter it there.
All right. So I already revealed this weekend how I auctioned off a visit to the show thrice.
Three times.
Yes. And I asked for your permission on the air after it had already been purchased. But what did you guys do this weekend? Because we actually had a pretty good weekend weather-wise for most of the weekend.
Yeah, until Sunday when we decided to go to the Cardinals game. I know after this weekend, things are going to be crazy, and we're not going to have a free weekend until like the middle of June. So I said, hey, I know there's like a little rain in the forecast, but why don't we go to the Cardinals game? I think it would be fun. It's a day game. The kids would like it. So we asked the kids. They were all for it. We found tickets on StubHub like an hour before the game. They were super cheap, like $16 a piece. And we found we wanted to sit in right field because my son loves Dexter Fowler. It's his favorite player, to which you would say, why didn't you go on Saturday when it was Dexter Fowler bobblehead day? I wasn't thinking about it on Saturday. We were getting stuff done. So we buy these tickets. Great deal. Go down, walk to the stadium. We get inside. It's freezing cold, by the way. I was not dressed properly. So my husband turns to me.
Do you have to go buy something?
And he's like, do you want me to take the kids to the seats so you can buy something warm at the gift shop?
Right, which I always do.
And I was like, no, I'm going to go to the gift shop. So Nora decides to go with me. We go in the gift shop. The line is wrapped around four different times because apparently everyone else was the same way. Everyone's either holding a sweatshirt or a blanket.
Or it was a plan. Like, I won't dress warm enough, and then I will have to buy something at the gift shop.
Oh, yeah, I used to pull that move all the time.
It was not my plan, but I was looking for a blanket. So I walked up to this guy, and he has this big, huge, fuzzy blanket. And I was like, where did you get that? He's like, it's the last one.
Oh. And you love a blanket.
I do. So I was like, oh, it's the last one. Okay, I guess I'll look for sweatpants. Because I wore a sweatshirt dress. Great idea. Sweatshirt, not covering your legs. So they had, they called them sleepwear. I'm going to call them sweatpants.
You wore pajamas at the game?
With the Cardinals logo down the side.
Twice this week.
I know.
I know.
Not something that I probably would have bought. If I had to choose anything at the Cardinals store, it wouldn't have been sweatpants, but they were $39. They were cheaper than the blanket. So I like got off, I think, okay.
That's not bad.
Except I was with Nora, and while we're standing in line, she sees the lollipop display, and she wants one, and then she wants one for her brother, so that's $2 a piece.
Mm-hmm.
She found some cute socks for Finn, which were $12, and then she found a dog toy for George. It's a bat, a squeaky bat, that was $16.
$16 for a dog toy.
So I got out of there. It was about like $70, $80.
Oh, no.
Oh, man.
And then as we're going to our seats, I pass by like a kiosk gift shop that has, they're restocking the blankets.
Did you buy a blanket?
I bought a blanket for $59 that covered the whole entire family. And then, of course, we had to get food. I was like, remember that time we found super cheap tickets and then spent $200 on everything else? But on the way down there, I asked Finn if he wanted to make a sign for Dexter Fowler. And he's like, yeah. So Mom makes the sign. I'm driving down with like Crayola markers, like coloring in the sign before we get to the game. And he wanted it to say Fowler rules. Fowler rules.
Yeah.
And right before he would go into the outfield every inning, he would
hold up the sign.
He'd run all the way down to, like, we were right in front of the bullpen. He'd, like, hold up the sign. And
that's awesome.
And then he kept throwing out he kept throwing out balls.
I was going to say, did he get a ball?
Yeah.
He did not get a ball. And by the end, he was really sad. So, and I was like, there are 44,000 people here, and I think he threw out 6 balls. Like, the odds are
not
in your favor.
Did the other kids have signs, though, that said he rules?
No, none of the kids had signs. So he was bummed a little bit. So I just took a picture of him holding up his sign with the outfield in the background, and I tweeted it out, and I texted it, and I tagged Dexter Fowler in it. And Dexter liked the tweet.
Oh, yeah!
And that, like, made this kid's year.
That is awesome.
I was like, he's like, what does it mean? I was like, it means that Dexter Fowler saw your picture and liked it.
And you still don't have a ball.
Totally.
He's like, that doesn't mean anything. Did you get a Dexter Fowler bobblehead at least?
No, you know, Tim, so many bobbleheads.
You know, Tim got one.
Yeah, I don't need...
They got so many, though, you know? I mean, sure, it's his favorite player, but they have so many. Making me feel bad.
I'm trying to curb the bobblehead obsession. I can see what it's going to turn into.
Good. Yeah, cut it off now. That way I won't have to give him any and feel guilty.
All right, we have the news to get to. It's brought to you by the exceptional doctors and nurses of SSM Health Medical Group, where better health care comes from knowing your child better. Some showers again today at a high of 60, 49 now. And Lance Hildebrand with a look at traffic.
Sponsored by Walgreens.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of 4 amazing new iPhone 15s. And each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get 4 iPhone 15s on us and 4 lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto-pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto-pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well-qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.